Hello everybody and welcome to episode 78 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 28th of January 2008. So now to jump in my TARDIS like Doctor Who and go all the way back to the 24th of December 2007. So, in other words, Christmas Eve 2007, so what's so important about this day, I hear you ask? Well, it's basically Mike and myself drove down to London to spend Christmas with his mum and dad. So, the journey then wasn't too bad at all. I'd never ever driven down to London before in my entire life, so overall the journey wasn't too bad at all, it was quite quiet. So now I'll tell you a bit about the way we went down. We basically left from Peterborough, so left Mike's house about 10 o'clock. We went down the A1M down to the A14 and then kept on going down the A14 turned into the M11. And then from there we sort of went through some random roads, I can't remember the name, obviously basically sat-nav was telling us where to go. The sat-nav overall was pretty good, other than one bit we're going around about it, it said take the third exit. But as far as I'm concerned, it said take the third exit at and then say the road name, but it didn't say take the third exit. So the first time we drove right past it, the second time we was off in the wrong damn lane, and it was basically the third time lucky, because if you've ever driven in London, it's not the easiest place to ever. A lot of people seem to like go bloody fast and get there's a lot of like road rage and stuff down there, so I'm not used to that sort of thing, because up here generally people are nice and polite. And then after that we somewhere went through a tunnel which is called the Black Wall Tunnel, which apparently is pretty old. I've sort of read some history about it, but if you want to research it yourself, just type in the Black Wall Tunnel into Google and you'll find it. And then after that we went to Greenwich, which is basically where his mum works. I think that's what it was anyway, something like that, basically. So we basically went there and met his mum at work, basically to get the house keys, so we could go to the house. We've got to wait until he finished work, but this was there for quite a while. And then we both decided to be quite hungry, so we went to a Wimpy, which if you've never heard of the Wimpy again, if you just type in Wimpy, which is basically similar to McDonald's but a lot better, because you can either take your food away, if you actually eat in, you actually sit down and they come to the table and that's what you want and you get plates and stuff. So it's quite an old restaurant, they've been going apparently from quite a long time. At one point you only got Wimpy before you got McDonald's and all that other crappy type places that you get, so that was very nice. So once we'd done that, we got back in the car and then we drove to Mike's mum and dad's house. It's only the second time I've ever been there before, so it was weird driving. It was normally we get the train all the way down to London and have to go through London and all that, so I made a nice change taking the car down. I don't know if we'd do it too often, because it does cost quite a lot of petrol, and luckily on the way down it was nice and quiet. So that was main things we did on the 24th of December. I know we did some other things, but I just can't quite remember what, because it was quite a while ago, to be honest. My memory isn't quite what it used to be. So now to tell you about Christmas Day, which was a bit weird, because my entire life I think I've only ever spent Christmas away from my parents' house twice. That was once when I was going to David, I spent Christmas at his, and then the other time was down, well, that time basically didn't make. So it was very nice, it made me feel really nice at home. So I'm going to tell you basically what I got for Mike and what Mike got for me. Well, I'll start off what Mike got for me. Mike got me a Doctor Who sonic screwdriver. If you've ever seen Doctor Who, you'll have a vague idea what it is, of course. It's not quite as good as the real Doctor Who sonic screwdriver, because you can't actually open things with it. But I'll just make it noise as though it's... That's my sonic screwdriver making the noise there. Just need to know there it goes again. So it's basically, it's got a, like funky UV light on it, and sort of a UV pen type thing. I don't know what you'd call it. So basically, you can write in invisible ink, and then when you shine the light on it, you can read what it says, or you can just use it as a normal pen. So that was well cool. And then the other thing he got me made up, which I was really impressed by, is he basically got two sort of jumpers made up. For say, Wetsuit Lads on the back of it, so wetsuitlads.co.uk. And then since he got two made up, one says Gordon on the front of it, and then the other one says Mike on the front of it, which is very nice. So that was, so I've basically been wearing them all the time. But we found it one bad thing about them quite recently. So we're walking in Peterborough one day and we both had them on, and this beggar comes up and goes, "Hi Gordon, hi Mike, and then have you got any money?" And since I've actually said your name, it's sort of, you can't just sort of walk past and know them actually said your name. And for Mike, basically on Christmas Day I got him a book by Terry Pratchett called Making Money, it was, I believe. And then he wanted something else, he didn't quite know what, so I got something else sort of after Christmas. But since his podcast is recorded after Christmas, I can also tell you what else I got him. Basically, since he cycles into work all the time because he doesn't like car and can't drive and anything, basically it can be damn cold when he leaves work at sort of 5-6 months. So basically I bought him a sort of like hood thing, that basically an all-in-one hood thing that you put over, and it's sort of got eye holes and bits of what keeps his head nice and warm. So that's what I got him for Christmas. So What else happened on Christmas Day, mates? Oh yeah, we had a Christmas dinner, and oh my good God, I've never seen such a big Christmas dinner in my entire life. It just went on forever and ever, the amount of stuff they had. But there was a lot of us there, because it's basically Mike's mum, Mike's stepdad's brother and wife, Mike's younger sister, Lisa, and me, and oh yeah, Mike, so how many that was, I can't remember. Basically quite a lot of us, and we still couldn't finish all the food, but I was really impressed by the cooking, to be honest. It was very nice indeed. So we did some other things on Christmas Day, but that was the main things that we did. Of course, we watched Doctor Who, which is bloody fantastic, and some other stuff. That was my first Christmas Day. So I'd like to say a big thank you to Mike's parents for making me feel so welcome. That's the word I was looking for. I've got a bit tongue-tied there, as normal. So now to tell you what we did on Boxing Day. To be honest, Boxing Day we didn't really do an awful lot. We sort of got up and then basically watched some stuff on TV, and then Mike's mum and stepdad made us some lunch, which was very nice. And then basically after that we sort of let the food go down for a while. And then basically after that it was time to drive home again. The journey home, unfortunately, didn't go quite as on the way down, because we were going along to the Blackwall Tunnel even, and it said it was closed at one point, so we're basically stuck in a big traffic jam there for ages. And we told the sat nav at one point to ignore the tunnel and then not tell us to go through and find another route, but did it do it? Nope, but basically kept telling us to go through the tunnel, even told it not to. So we're sort of queuing there for about an hour, and I'm just not used to the whole stop, but so my clutch foot was like, it was starting to get really sore. Luckily, once we're past that, it was basically plain sailing the whole way back. But on the way back, I got Mike to phone my friends Jack and Amir living in Cambridge, because we thought, well, I haven't seen them for a while, so we were popping and see them. So we sort of, on the way back, we popped in to see them and ask how their Christmas was and stuff, so that was very nice indeed. And then we just happened there for, I don't know, what time, 10 o'clock maybe, then it was time for us to drive all the way home. So that was basically our Christmas, which, as I said, was really enjoyable. So that was basically all that. Now to speak, what else have I been up to? So for Christmas, Mike and myself went down to our friends Jack and Mira live in Cambridge. Yeah, I just spoke about them because we sort of met up with them on the way back from London, but we decided, well, we sort of start the new year thing. So we basically went down to theirs, and Mike really is quite a good cook at Aspie, so he cooked us all a really nice sort of big meal. It's sort of like chicken, roast potatoes, and lots of other stuff that we had. So it was basically all four of us sitting around the table eating, which is very nice. And then we just sort of sat around watching TV and basically waited for the start of the new year, which was quite nice. And then after that we sort of up to it 2, maybe 3 in the morning, and we watched a film. And what the film was, oh yeah, called Prom Queen, which if you've never seen it before, it's basically about a Canadian guy who wants to take his partner, who happens to be another lad, to the prom. And they go to Catholic school and they basically forbid it, so he basically goes through courts to get them to overturn it and stuff like that. So it's basically based on a true story. So if you type in Prom Queen into Google or play.com, you'll find that DVD. The only bad thing about staying out there is basically meant to have to sleep on a hard wooden floor. So we basically had one mattress on below and one above, but let's just say it wasn't particularly comfortable sleeping on a wooden floor like that. So if I ever go down again, next time I'm going to make sure I've got something a bit more comfortable to sleep on, but I didn't get much sleep on. I woke up in the morning thinking, oh my good God, what a crap night's sleep that was. So, and then New Year's Day, we just sort of basically, well, watched more TV and had some more stuff to eat, and that's basically that. So that's what we did for that. I know I keep saying that, but that seems to be a new thing of the year, and snap, blah, 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 sat up, Gordon. And now to speak about some other stuff that's been going on at work. Well, the main thing to speak about at work was basically we had a staff party on the 10th of this month. We normally have it on the 3rd, but then a lot of people were still away, so they decided to move it. So the first staff party was quite good. Mike enjoyed it more than he did last year, but since he now works at Dog Shack, he knows a lot more people. But in some ways, it was quite sad. It was two people who are both brothers who are moving, or have moved now, to go to a studio called Ryan and Darius. So it was basically there last night, so we all sort of got some presents and basically said goodbye to them. So I'm going to miss them both. Quite a lot has to be said, so I've got to be away from both of them. So that was a bit of a sad night. As well, one thing I know Darius, if he's listening, you'll think, oh my good God, what am I telling you? So a while ago, we were discussing things, and I said, I don't have a passport. And he said, well, didn't you need a passport because you moved from Scotland to England? Because he thought that you'd need a passport to do that, which I thought was really funny, but probably not quite as funny as, well, I thought it was at the time. So what else have I been up to? Oh yeah, I think I've already told you about that I got stopped by the police, but just in case I haven't, on the way back from And there was Stanford last week, probably last Monday, last Tuesday would it be, just before I got back, basically the house is about 10 metres away from me, turning into me, the police and stopped me and said, do you know your back left brake light's not working? I was like, no, and just basically told me that it wasn't working and asked me to fix it. So I've never been stopped by the police before. What he didn't put his blue sort of flashing lights and just sort of flashed me and told me to pull over and then just wound in his window and just told me. The funny thing is, I've been told before my back brake light's not working by a number of people, but me and Mike have checked it again and again and again, and every time we've checked it, it's actually worked. But this time, pardon me, it definitely wasn't working. Because I checked it sort of the next day of one of my friends, and it definitely wasn't working. So luckily, I had a spare light bulb already in the house, so I got that fixed. So hopefully, I won't get stopped again with the police saying my brake lights aren't working, because now they definitely are. Oh yeah, another thing you probably noticed again, that my website has had a nice sort of facelift. I would like to say a big thank you to people who sent nice comments in about how much better it looks. It does look amazing at what it is. So think about it, it's been online since 1998, so it's basically like 10 years old, and it hasn't had sort of any major sort of big facelifts in a long time, probably for 5 or 6 years, so it sort of has a nice more sort of modern feel to it. So I would be grateful if you could sign my guest book and just sort of leave some nice comments about my website. Of course, you don't have to leave nice comments. If you think it's crap, you can always leave a comment saying it's crap. But of course, I'd rather you didn't. But if you do not like it, then of course, it's a free country, so you're more than welcome to say that. What else have you been up to? Oh yeah, last week or the week before, I got a new wetsuit. It was wetsuit lads paid for. Sort of, it's an O'Neill wetsuit. Normally, wetsuits that you get have got a zip down the back of it, so you sort of zip it down, put it on, and zip up. But this wetsuit is totally different. It doesn't have a zip on the back, so getting into it, you sort of have to step into it, so you sort of put your whole body in and sort of pull it up. So it's sort of, when I first got off it, I had to speak to someone and just, yeah, bloody hell to get into this, which I couldn't quite understand the whole thing. It's still got zips on it, but basically it's got a removable hood that you can sort of zips onto, or if you don't want the hood, it's just got like the normal sort of top again you zip on, so that's well funky. So if you want to see a picture of that, if you go to my website, which is www.gordon-valentine.com, and if you click on the photos of me on the main page, you'll see pictures of me. And apparently I look awfully grumpy in those new pictures. Somebody called Simon, I think it was Simon, sent me an email saying, why do I look so grumpy? Hang on, I'll just check, see his name is Simon. If you're not Simon, I apologise. Oh, you're Simon. Said, why do you look so grumpy in the pictures? I don't know why, to be honest. When I look back at the picture, I do look a bit grumpy, and I just wasn't in a happy, smiley mood, so that's basically that. I think that's all I've been up to. I need to listen back to my last podcast I did before this and see if there's anything else that I wasn't meant to be speaking about, but I think that's basically it. So I'll say goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you all very soon indeed. Bye now. Bye-bye.